Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Mom. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Praise the mighty Yah. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast of Wake Up Jacob radio show, coming to you live from the House of Israel of Cincinnati at 2330 Kemper Lane, here to bring you the word of Yahweh so that we may raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved of Yisrael. I am Morey Isha Yisrael from the House of Israel, Cincinnati. And we'd like to say shalom and praise the mighty Yah to all those that have tuned in to our broadcast. We know the only reason you have tuned in is because of your great fear and your great love towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, and sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, and the only redeemer, and the only savior of Israel in the world. And Yahweh is the one that has ordained us to bring you his words of truth, and that's what we will do. Praise the mighty Yah. And this is, of course, the Wake Up Jacob radio show. And on our program, you can call us at 720-740-9419. If you want to ask your questions, we do allow questions. This is an open forum program. And so you can type in your questions in the YouTube box, and you can send in your questions through Facebook. And you can also call us at 720-740-9419 here on the Wake Up Jacob radio show. If you have any questions dealing with the word of the Most High at all, give us a call or send in your questions on YouTube or on Facebook at 720-740-9419 is the phone number to call. You don't have to call. You can just send them in on YouTube and on Facebook. We will take your questions. Today we're going to deal with the word of Yahweh pertaining to the Son of Yahweh. We dealt with the scriptures of truth, which is the word of the Most High. We dealt with the name of the Most High. And now we're going to deal with the scriptures of truth. With the Son of the Most High. Now we're going to deal with the Son of the Most High. So, trying to show you some order, but also give you some good direct understanding of the word of the Creator, even if you're, especially if you're new into the knowledge, if you're new into the knowledge and you have a lot of different questions, trying to figure out how to do things, then this is the program for you. You want to get an understanding of the various books and the reasons why we don't go after them or follow them, then this is the program for you. And this is why we allow your questions throughout the entire program, type them in your YouTube chat line and send them in to your Facebook chat line or call us at 720-740-9419. Wake Up Jacob radio show. So go to the book of Proverbs as we deal with our topic, and don't be afraid to ask questions while I'm teaching. I will deal with them immediately as best as I can. But let's go to the book of Proverbs, the 30th chapter. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 1 reads, "Who has ascended up into heaven or descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist, or who has bound the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name, and what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? So what is the name of the son of Yahweh? We dealt with what his name is, and now we deal with what is his son's name. Who is the son of Yahweh? And we need that understood. Why do we need that understood? Because, of course, our people have been taught wrong, and we are making sure we want to set the crooked things straight. So, of course, there's been a lot of teachings and bad teachings about who the Son of the Most High is. And now we're going to give you some teachings on who the true Son of the Most High is. And so go to the book of, I think I want to first show you something in the New Testament. And why the New Testament? Because this is where they have taught you about the false Son of the Almighty. Let me show you what is taught in the New Testament. Start at the book of 1 John. 1 John. The 5th chapter. The 5th chapter, let's start at the 6th verse, or the 5th verse. Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes that the JC, or the Christ in the New Testament, is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even the Christ of the New Testament, not by water, only but water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. This is your only reference to any type of Trinity in the New Testament. The only reference. But nowhere else will you see something like this. And there are three that bear witness in earth: spirit, and the water, and the blood. And why don't you learn about that Trinity in church? And these three agree in one. If we receive the witnesses of men, the witnesses of Elohim is greater. For this is the witness of Elohim, which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of Elohim has the witness in himself. He that believes not, Elohim has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that Elohim gave his Son. Now, the New Testament is talking about the Christ of the New Testament, as they named him as such, to be the Son of the Almighty. Let me show you another book that affirms what the New Testament teaches. Go to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 1st chapter. In 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, it says in the 18th verse, but as Elohim is true, our word toward you was not yes and no. For the Son of Elohim, the Christ of the New Testament, who was preached among you by us, even by me, and Silvanus, and Timotheus, was not yes and no, but in him was yes. For all promises of Elohim in him are yes, and in him amen unto the glory. And so see, another affirmation. The New Testament teaches that the Christ of the New Testament is the Son of the Almighty. And look in the book of John, Saint John, the 3rd chapter, to show you where they get all this from. In the book of Saint John, the 3rd chapter, in verse 14 reads, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Well, now he's called the Son of Man. See, this is the Christ in the New Testament speaking. And he calls it the Son of Man because he was telling you that he was a man. But that whosoever believes in him should not perish and have eternal life. For Elohim so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, is he the Son of Man or is he the Son of God? That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, I want to know, why would this person refer to themselves as the Son of Man and the Son of God, and then exalt themselves to be the focal point of how you are to have eternal life? Well, this is, he's contradicting himself, because here in the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, start reading the 16th verse. And behold, one came to him and said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Now in the book of John, he said, whosoever believe in the Son of Man, whom shall be lifted up, just as Moses lifted up the staff of the serpent in the wilderness, so people can be healed, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, and for Elohim gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him shall have eternal life. Now you have in the book of Matthew someone coming to the Christ of the New Testament and say, good master, what good things shall I do to have eternal life? His answer should be, believe in me. Right? Well, he says, he said unto him, why callest thou me good? Well, because you're the one that said that we got to believe in you. So you're telling me we're believing in something that's not good? You're questioning why we're calling you good? Why callest thou me good? For there is only one good, and that is Elohim, who is in heaven. But if you were to enter into life, keep the commandments. So now we see that he is a contradictory person. He'll tell one person, I'm not no good, and you need to keep the commandments. He'll tell another person, I'm the thing exalted above everyone, and I'm the son of Elohim, and you need to look and believe me. Well, look in the book of John once again, the third chapter, and the 17th verse, or the 17th chapter and the third verse. Keep on getting the numbers backwards in my head. The 17th chapter, the third verse reads, and this is life eternal. Now, he's going to have to say right here, to believe in me. Or is he going to say to believe in God? Which one? And this is life eternal. That they that might know you, the only true Elohim, and the Christ of the New Testament whom thou hast sent. So now, he's double talking. And we don't want to follow anybody that's double talking. So what's the truth? The truth is, this isn't the Son of the Most High at all. This character is just that, a character. But the truth of the matter is, this is not the name of the Son. Because Yahweh never spoke to this person. Not once, not ever in this book at any time ever. Therefore, who represents someone that don't even talk to them? Don't even refer to them? Don't even say anything to them? But who did Yahweh speak to? Who did Yahweh call his son? Well, I'll show you who Yahweh called his son. You'll read about it in the book of Hosea. In the book of Hosea, in the 14th chapter, or do I want the 13th chapter? Yep, the 13th chapter. Nope. Well, let me go to the book of Psalms. The scripture escaped me where I wanted to go to in Hosea. But go to Psalms, the 89th chapter, so we can see the Son of the Most High. You're also going to see the true Messiah. In Psalms 89, verse 19 reads, then thou spokest in a vision to your Holy One, and said, I have laid upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one chosen out of the people. I have found David, my servant, with my holy oil have I anointed him, made him the Messiah, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my Elohim, the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. This is the word of the Creator. He has proclaimed that he has made David his firstborn. That means the Christ of the New Testament cannot be the only begotten if David is his firstborn. If you even look in the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and in Jeremiah, oh, I'm in Ezekiel, and in Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, around the 7th verse, where it reads, "For thus saith Yahweh, sing with gladness for Yaakov, and shout among the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahweh, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that labors with child. Together a great company shall return there. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn." Well, now you got Ephraim, the firstborn, David, the firstborn. How is the Christ in the New Testament the only begotten son when now you have this firstborn rank given to a man, which is David? Now it's given to a tribe, which is Ephraim. But before this, you'll see in the book of Exodus, the 4th chapter. Exodus chapter 4, and we'll begin reading at verse 20. It says, "And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon a donkey, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of Elohim in his hand. And Yah said unto Moses, When thou returnest unto Egypt, see that thou doest all these wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith Yahweh, Israel is my son, even my firstborn." I don't understand how the Christ of the New Testament can be the only begotten son and the son of Elohim when Yahweh already told you who his son is. He has a firstborn son as a nation. He has a firstborn son as a tribe, and he has a firstborn son as an individual, a king, which lets you know that the Christ of the New Testament cannot be the only begotten of anything, since he obviously wasn't the firstborn. Then to show you furthermore how he wasn't the firstborn, as he admits himself in what we see in the book of the Almighty, that he named David his firstborn. Well, in the book of Revelations, the 22nd chapter, which is the last chapter in the book of Revelations, we'll begin reading in around the 14th verse. Revelations 22. It says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers, idolaters, and whosoever loves and makes a lie. I, JC, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the congregation. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. Well, he's letting you know right now that he is not the only begotten. Actually just admitted that he is the seed of the firstborn. That doesn't make him the firstborn. If he actually was the seed of David, he wasn't the firstborn. They've attempted to put this man in every place that would think he was someone exalted. But Yahweh already exalted who he wanted exalted. If you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 14th chapter, the first verse reads, you are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. Who? Israel is. He said, Israel's my son, and the law is to all of Israel. So he's talking to all of Israel, and he's letting all of Israel know, you are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. You shall not cut yourselves, nor make any baldness between your heads, your eyes are for the dead. For you are a holy people unto Yahweh, your Elohim. So, the Almighty is letting you know that you are his children, sons and daughters. Israel is a son, but Ephraim is his son, and David is his son. He has a firstborn nation. He has a firstborn tribe, and he has a firstborn king. And this is all the word of the Most High. Again, we are taking your questions if you want to type them in on our YouTube chat line or call us at 720-740-9419. And we're dealing with the Son of Yah. And how, of course, in the New Testament, you were taught this was JC. But this is not what the Creator has taught us. Yahweh has showed us that Israel is his son. And Ephraim is his firstborn. And David is his firstborn. But let me show you what it says in Psalms, the second chapter. Psalms, the second chapter, first verse says, well, I'll start in the seventh verse. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said to me, you are my son. This day have I begotten thee. Who is he talking? David. Yahweh already told David he was his son, because that's who his firstborn is. But when did Yahweh tell us to worship him and believe him so we can have eternal life? That's not anywhere in the book. Nowhere. all the Creator wants you to know is that you are His children. Look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. In Deuteronomy 32, we're going to start reading at verse 16. It says, "They provoked him to jealousy with strange deities. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not Elohim, deities who came newly up, whom they knew not, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock that begot you, you are unmindful. You have forgotten Elohim that formed you. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters." And that's who we are, the sons and daughters of Yah. So how in the world don't we know about this Christ? If we're the sons and daughters of the Most High, why wasn't this thing revealed unto us? It's definitely not for lack of the Spirit, as they want to tell you, because in their own book it contradicts if he's a son or if he's the son of man. And we know that the Christ in the New Testament isn't anyone. But Yahweh tells you that you're his son, his daughter. So then, how is the son of Yahweh supposed to deal? How are they supposed to behave themselves? Yeah, you want to know how the son of Yahweh should behave themselves. How is the son of Yahweh going to walk? And he already told you, "You shall be holy, for I, Yahweh, am holy." And there are things that the Son of the Most High should do, and there's a purpose to why he should be doing them. Yet if you're not aware of who his son is, then you wouldn't be aware of what you should be doing. Because the Son of the Creator will put things in great order. So we're not going to be dealing with things that are out of order, as you've been dealing with the false Son of the Creator, who is not his son at all. For instance, it tells you that you will be saved if you believe in this son. But what did the Creator tell you about who to believe? In the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter, in Isaiah chapter 45, it reads in verse 22. I'll start a little earlier. It says in verse 19, and all you need to do is type in your questions if you have any, or call us if you want to, 720-740-9419. Type in your questions in YouTube or in Facebook. And Isaiah 45:19 says, "I have not spoken in secret, in a dark place of the earth. I said to the seed of Jacob, seek, I said not to the seed of Jacob, seek you me in vain. I, Yahweh, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Assemble yourselves and come. Draw near together, you that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray to an Elohim that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near. Yes, let them take counsel together. Who has declared this from the ancient time? Who has told it from that time? Have not I Yahweh? And there is no Elohim else besides me, a just Elohim and the Savior. There is none besides me. Look unto me. He didn't say look unto my son. He didn't say look unto my king. He didn't say look unto my servant. He said look unto me. The Christ in the New Testament said, I'm going to be lifted up like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And whosoever shall believe in the Son shall be saved. Well, Yahweh said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. I am Elohim, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself. The word goes out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Surely shall one say in Yahweh, I have righteousness and strength, even to him shall men come, and all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. In Yahweh shall all the seed of Israel be justified and glory. And that's because you believe in Yahweh, not the Son of the New Testament. The Creator has set it up to where you only need one Savior, and that is Yahweh himself. No one else needs to be sought after, just the Most High. And you're his son. You're one of his daughters, Israel. And you are the one that he has spoken of. Our people are the children of the Almighty. In the book of Psalms 82, the first verse, Elohim stands in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the deities or among the Elohim. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless and do justice to the afflicted and needy. Now look, he's talking to children of Yah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Is that what the Christ of the New Testament taught? Well, let's see. Since he's supposed to be an Elohim. In the book of Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 30, verse 40, it say, and if any man will sue you at the law and take away your coat, let him have your cloak. What if you poor? I'm supposed to give up my stuff? And whosoever compel you to go a mile, go with him too. What if you're trying to kidnap me? Yeah, what about that? You'd be trying to steal me. I'm supposed to go? No, you're not supposed to go. But the Christ in the New Testament tells you, you should. How is that defending the poor and fatherless, who are the ones targeted with this type of behavior? How is that doing justice to the afflicted and needy, who are the ones targeted with these kind of crimes? false suits, kidnappings, trafficking. It says, deliver the poor and needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. But the Christ in the New Testament said, if someone smites you on your right cheek, turn him to the left also. Christ in the New Testament said, they said that Christ in the New Testament looked on a penny and they tried to trick him and said, who shall we pay tribute unto the emperor or unto Caesar? And Christ said, give unto Caesar's what is Caesar's. And give unto Elohim what belongs to him. But the earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof. How are you defending the poor? How are you delivering people out of the hand of the wicked if you're letting them be smited by the wicked? If you're letting them be had by the wicked? That's not what a son of Yah does. A son of Yah is going to deliver you from that so that you may be safe. Unlike this Christ in the New Testament, who hasn't saved you from anything. So, the Son of the Most High, as it said, what is his name and what is his son's name? His firstborn king is David. His firstborn tribe is Ephraim. And the firstborn nation is Israel. But why hasn't the Christ of the New Testament been mentioned in any of that? Because he's not real. He's not the real son of Yah. You are the real son and daughter of the Creator. You just have to walk in the light that Yahweh has given, to be in his house, to be in his kingdom, as his son is and will be. Again, if you wanted to ask any questions, you could type them in the chat box or on YouTube or Facebook, or you could even call us at 720-740-9419. That's 720-740-9419. Or you could give us, or you could put your questions in the chat reel if you had any questions, not just pertaining to the Son of Yahweh, which we're going to deal more with the Son of Yahweh on our next week's Wake Up Jacob program. But I wanted to show you that this Son of Yah is not the Christ of the New Testament. The Christ of the New Testament never speaks to Yahweh, and Yahweh never speaks to him, nor does Yahweh speak about him in any other book. So we're not looking for him in any other book. But only the book of Yahweh has the true son that he wants you to know about so you can walk in that light. Hallelujah. Again, on the Wake Up Jacob radio show, remember to let everyone know that we do take your questions. We do deal with that. I'll notice if I put questions and answers on the questions. But it's all right. If you just wanted to listen, good. If this is a good lesson for somebody that might just beginning in the way, let them hear it. Send them the video recording and let them hear the program so they can be woken up too. And if you had any more questions after our program about the Son of the Most High and why isn't the Christ, New Testament, the Son of the Most High. You can send them into our email, Gmail, hoysensei@gmail.com. That's hoysensei@gmail.com. Praise the mighty Yah. And if there are no other questions, then we will roll up out of here from another Wake Up Jacob radio show, radio program. Praise the Most High Yah. And if anybody needs to get in contact with me, the number is 513-237-5911. If you need any questions answered, or if you need to call the House of Israel, the number is 513-978-1231. We'll be back on air at 8 a.m. tomorrow on HOY Sensi in the morning, praising Yahweh in the morning and in the evening, right here on HOY Sensi Radio, live from worldgatheringisrael.org at the House of Israel, Cincinnati at 2330 Kemper Lane. So until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much, and so do I. Shalom.
Shaq and the Pentagon, who has to dish, bro, we pray the dog. Who's to say, and who's to say? Let's be your